This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. There are nearly 5.5 million confirmed COVID-19 infections around the world, almost 1.7 million in the hardest hit country, the United States. More than 345,000 people globally have died from COVID-19, nearly 98,000 in the U.S. And just under 2.2 million people have recovered from the respiratory infection. The World Health Organization said Monday it has temporarily suspended clinical trials of hydroxychloroquine as a potential treatment for COVID-19. The trials being carried out across a range of countries is shut down as a precautionary measure. Despite experts warning against reopening too soon and recommending some form of confinement measures until a vaccine or treatment is developed, governments are feeling immense pressure to ease lockdowns. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel is in a power struggle with two states eager to ditch most of the coronavirus restrictions. The federal government, however, wants to extend distancing regulations until at least July 5th. The policy directive came as two eastern regions announced a drastic loosening of measures June 6th in defiance of Berlin's guidelines. New coronavirus cases overwhelmed hospitals across Latin America, both in countries non-restrictive about lockdowns and those praised for firm early confinement. The French government is expected to announce next week a further loosening of the lockdown imposed in mid-March, which currently limits people from traveling more than 60 miles from their homes. Restaurants, bars, and cinemas also remain closed, though they could be allowed to reopen with strict social distancing restrictions in areas where the number of COVID-19 cases has remained limited. And the pandemic is disrupting Memorial Day weekend in the U.S. and collective celebrations around the Muslim world, marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. This is VOA News.